Eric Name of The Athletic joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Eric. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. So, this team's getting ready to head into a big stretch here. It has been somewhat of an up and down. They get off to that fast start and then kind of slid back a little bit. Where do you see this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, 7-0 start, then followed up with 8-7 the rest of the way. They're kind of, they are in a little bit about every other type of thing. They have yet to lose two games in a row, and that's what they're going to try to fend off tonight playing the Pistons. And, you know, I think when you look at this team, they've been hit by some good shooting performances from other teams, maybe performances that are not even close to in line with what those teams have done. Certainly the Knicks shooting 59% from three. That's going to be a little bit of an outlier. But the big thing has been, talking with Mike Budenholzer, that you know he wants to get rid of all the volume behind the three-point line. And some nights, okay, teams are going to shoot well, they're going to get hot. But if they're not taking 35 threes a game, like they are right now, tops in the league, if they're not taking 35 threes a night, well, then maybe they're not going to make as many as they do. Maybe they're not going to find a way to win a game. So that's really been the talk of the last week, has just kind of been how do the Bucks go about keeping teams off the three-point line? And you're not going to do it completely because in the NBA you kind of have to pick your poison. But, you know, how do you find a way to limit some of those threes that they've been getting about? Because right now they lead the league in opponent three-point attempts. So they got to find a way to get that number down.
For those that don't know, they're taking on Detroit. That is tonight at the Fiserv Forum. Everybody has circled Friday night. Friday night, the big one against the Golden State Warriors at the Fiserv Forum. Then they have Toronto before they get a little bit of a reprieve against Cleveland and then the Pacers. So this is going to be a tough stretch. I mean, Detroit, for those that also don't know, Detroit's not a bad basketball team. 13-8 on the season. They're 7-3 in their last 10. And they're not bad. They're 500 on the road. So, I mean, they're going to provide a pretty good test as to where the Bucks are right now, like you said, seeing if they can fend off back-to-back losses for the first time all season long. Coming out of this stretch, this 3-4-game stretch, even five if you want to get into that, what would be a good watermark for this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at these, we'll just keep it to these three. You got to get the one against the Pistons tonight. Like, you can't lose two games in a row. That's something that they've avoided. So you want to try to find a way to do that. So you get this game against the Pistons, and then I think you got to split against the Warriors and the Raptors. And, you know, that is really what would tell us that this is truly an elite team and not maybe more of a little bit of a flash in the pan that you saw at the start of the season when they went 7-0. So to me, you got to get one of those. And I mean, frankly, you already beat the Warriors, which is great, and you did it at Oracle Arena. So that was a huge win. So, you know, if you drop that one, the one I think you really got to circle is against the Raptors, because I think when it comes down to it, if this team is as good as people want to think this team is, and, you know, I don't think it's wrong to think this is one of the two best teams in the Eastern Conference. The other team that they're up there against is, well, the Toronto Raptors. And you won the first one at Fiserv Forum. You beat them. Giannis was out. Kawhi Leonard was out for that game. So a lot of people threw it away, which is fine. You can throw it away and say it doesn't mean anything, but it still counts as a W in the record book. So you got to win there. And if you get a win here on Sunday in Toronto, you have the tiebreaker for the season against the Raptors. And, I mean, that's just huge because that's probably the team that's going to come down to in the end as you are stacking up these wins against other teams. It's going to be probably the Bucks and the Raptors going down the stretch here. And if you have that tiebreaker, that gives you a little bit more leeway that you can get some other games wrong. And obviously in the past week, we've seen them get some games wrong when they drop one to the Knicks and lost to the Phoenix Suns as well. So you give yourself that leeway if you take care of business against the best team. So to me, in this three-game stretch, you're really circling that Sunday matchup against the Raptors. It's going to be a tough one. Kawhi Leonard's back. They're one of the best teams in the league. If you can get that win, you have a tiebreaker against them. I think it would just be huge.
I have said, by the way, we're talking with Eric Name of The Athletic, the Bucks reporter. I have said for years now, it's about stacking success. This team gets you up. You beat Golden State, and you're flying high. And then you come back, and you lose to the Clippers. You know, I mean, and we're talking again. You know, can you beat Toronto? And then, you know, you got to win against Detroit. And then, God forbid, you go and you lose to, say, the Cavaliers after all of this or something. You know, it just... This is what championship teams do. If you can beat good teams and then back it up with a win over a bad team, even if it's a back-to-back, no excuses, that's when you start to believe that, okay, this team is destined for something better other than a first-round exit continuously. At this point, is that going to be what Budenholzer, when he looks the guys in the eyes and says, look, guys, it's great you beat Golden State, it's great you beat Toronto, but if you can't back it up and then turn around in a four-game area and say, okay, we get three out of four, and oh, by the way, we're not going to lose to Cleveland. You know, at that point in time, do you then start to say they can stack success and then they're aging and they're growing and they're becoming a little more veteran and understanding how to win?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the message that he tried to send over the weekend was, you know, they're not playing well against the Knicks. They're not giving enough effort. So he says, you know what? You guys are forcing me to do this. I'm going to bench Chris Middleton. So he benches Chris Middleton for the fourth quarter in overtime against the Knicks. And to me, and I wrote this at The Athletic if people want to check it out there, but, you know, I wrote that that was kind of a message to everyone because, you know, was Chris Middleton the most lazy out of all the Bucks? I don't know. I think you can probably argue that a number of them were being lazy in that game. But, you know, he trusts Chris Middleton, and he can make a message to Chris Middleton, to the rest of the team, by benching Chris. So he goes out and benches Chris. And essentially what that was, hey, if I can bench Chris Middleton, I can bench all of you. And you better know that if you don't bring it against these teams that we should beat, well, you're going to get it too. And I think, to me, that was the message that Bud sent to his entire team in benching Chris Middleton was, hey, Chris didn't bring it on these three plays. And at the end of the third quarter, it was a lazy closeout, a lazy rebound, lazy transition defense. It was three plays in a row that really did not look good. But, you know, other guys had those kind of things as well. But he said, you know what, now's the time. We're going to make an example out of Chris. And they ended up dropping that game 136-134 in overtime. But in that moment, that was his message, kind of like you're saying here, that this isn't acceptable. Against bad teams, we can't do this against bad teams. We need to find a way to go out there and win. And I would guess, again, I don't know, we'll see tonight, but I would guess that message was delivered and everyone understands it loud and clear that that's not acceptable anymore, that you had a stinker against the Suns where you let it drop and you had one against the Knicks where you let it drop. Those are two teams that those are the type of teams you got to stack wins against in the regular season. Bad effort in each of them, that's not acceptable anymore.
Here's my question to you. When it comes to something like that, one of two things happen. Either guys sit up straight and take notice or guys turn off. Does Budenholzer have that respect where guys are now sitting up and taking notice?
See, that's really interesting because, you know, there's been a couple times this year where Bud has done something that I frankly would expect out of Jason Kidd, where, you know, like benching a guy for the entire fourth quarter in overtime and maybe risking a game, that seems like something Jason would do. Coming into the Bulls locker room or into the Bucks locker room when they're getting beat up by the Bulls and just screaming at them, that seems like something Jason would do. And the first time that happened against the Bulls, I asked Giannis, you know, what's different? And he said, you know, it's the way that Bud communicates. It's the way that he picks us up. It's the way that he's able to also congratulate us when we do things right. So Bud is just different in that way that he's able to do those things. And I think is certainly what we heard yesterday and the day before when we talked to players was that, hey, Bud has done this the right way. After he benched Chris, he talked to him after the game, told him what he was expecting. On Monday, they had a long video session together and talked through kind of everything, and they should be good. But I totally agree with you. This is really the first drama we've seen with this team. It's been drama-free, controversy-free for pretty much the entire season. This is the first time, and how they react here is going to be huge because it's going to tell us whether or not things are really different or things were just different when things were going well.
Eric, always good, buddy. We'll chat again next week, and we'll kind of recap the next four or five games to see how this team comes out, okay?
I look forward to it.
Appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Eric Name of The Athletic joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing this thing. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.